Hello, this is Sam Walsh, and I'm sitting in the studio with Two for One. He just got done finishing a set in our studio here at Radio K. First off, thanks a ton for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Definitely, we love having great artists in from the local area. So we've got some questions for you.
All right.
The first one is, where are you from, and what is it known for?
All right, I am from Minneapolis, Minnesota, born and raised. I'm from the South Side. Minneapolis is known for lakes.
Sure. Yeah. What is it known for you? Because a lot of people that come in here, mm-hmm. that being the local show, they are from Minneapolis,
yeah.
But I find it pretty interesting to, you know, kind of press people on that. You know, what do you, when you think of Minneapolis, well, really, what do you hearken back to?
For me, it's my ancestry. You know, I mean, I come from a mixed heritage. I'm Dakota and Puerto Rican, and we are, like, right now in Minneapolis, we are in the land of my ancestors. So it's special to me because this is my ancestral homeland.
Sure.
And it's a very sacred place. There's a lot of water here, which is very sacred. You know, like, the Mississippi River is a continual, like, stream of energy that continues to flow, and I think a lot of that fuels so much of what happens here, like the art scene or the music scene, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of that energy comes from you know, the natural side, you know what I mean, like nature.
Totally.
You know, like the Mississippi River and all the different lakes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And before we, you know, we've got other questions for you, but before we move on, I'd love to have you elaborate a little bit about that Dakota,
yeah, totally.
Heritage. A song that you performed at our studio just now, could you tell us a little bit about it? It was different from your, it wasn't on your album, I'll just say that, right?
The first one that I sang?
Yes, the one.
Yeah,
you sang,
I mean, I sang a prayer song. Mm-hmm. And that I learned from a friend of mine who I met at the camps, the No Dapple Resistance Camp. I fought the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sure.
I lived at the camp for 4 months, and I met a lot of people who sang, and I learned a lot about my own identity as far as, like, song and tradition and spirituality goes. So that's like a prayer song, and it kind of means, you know, like, praying. It means, like, I pray to Creator. I pray to you first, Creator. I'm always praying continuously for you, Creator. And that's essentially what that means.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Well, wonderful. Thank you for singing it all to
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. I mean, it was
delightful. Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, the prayer songs for me bring me a lot of balance. They bring a lot of healing, and that's what it's about. Because, you know, I've experienced so much trauma on the front line, but I also learned different ways I can heal and use, you know, use prayer and use the singing as a way to, you know, to just continue to bring that balance, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the world is a crazy place right now, but, mm-hmm. you know, we got to find balance somehow, and
yeah,
that's how I do it.
We definitely need it. And
mm-hmm.
I wanted to tell you that, like, when you started that, everybody in the studio kind of got quiet. We didn't really, I don't think any of us understood what you were saying,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't matter. It was,
mm-hmm.
we could just feel the balance, and
it was
wonderful. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So moving on, I'd love to know, what was the first show that you ever saw, and I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
The band and the venue? The
mm-hmm.
first show? The first underground hip-hop show? Okay, so I'm a little bit older. I'm 31 now.
That's all right.
Yeah, and which is fine. I love being in my 30s, but it was a while ago. It was at a place called the Circle of Discipline, and
okay.
That is a boxing gym on the south side of Minneapolis, off of Lake and, like, 12th Avenue. And they're, like, a nonprofit organization. And they started hosting, I think, like, weekly or monthly hip-hop shows at some point. And they basically took the ropes off of the boxing ring and turned it into a stage.
What?
Yeah, and I saw like, a full lineup of like hip hop. That was, like, my first real, like, underground hip hop show I ever went to. And There is this one group from Detroit called Subterraneous. And are you familiar with like Binary Star and One Below?
Unfortunately, I'm not. No.
You should look them up.
I will. Yeah, definitely.
Really, really dope. Like very lo-fi, like hip hop. They focus a lot on like their message and you know, like the lyricism. But they played, the whole squad played, and they came from like the Detroit area. And then Toki Wright and AD, they were performing as The Core at the time, and they also performed. And then POS also played.
Really?
Yeah. And I bring this up to him a lot. I'm like, yo, man,
the POS now.
My very yeah.
yeah.
Because he's that's the homie, you know. Actually, I have a song with him on one of my projects, The Send Off. Anyway, every once in a while I'll tell him, like, yo, man, my very first hip hop show was a show that you played at.
Oh man.
And he was like, I don't know, he was definitely he definitely looked different. He was heavier at the time. He definitely dropped a lot of weight, and he had dreads, and he was performing, and he took his shoes off on stage, and he was just like a free spirit on stage.
Wow.
And then there were a few other performers. I can't really remember exactly who performed, but that was the first time I went to a legit like hip hop show and concert. Yeah, it was cool.
That's quite the first show. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, all right. So who is the most iconic Minnesota musician or band? And before you answer, we've got some options.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So A is Other. B is Prince. C is The Replacements. D is Suicide Commandos. And E is Judy Garland. Lack of hip hop or rap on this list. Now, as we're talking about this, I'm realizing maybe we'll have to draft this. But A is Other. So, you know.
Okay.
And I can go over it again if you'd like.
I mean the first option, obviously. I mean, Prince was like, you know, I mean, he, what can I say about Prince? I mean, he made it so many unique individuals were okay with just being themselves, being unique. You know, he was he was so out there, and he was unapologetic about that. And that is a voice for people who feel like they're different, you know, and Prince really brought that, you know what I mean? He made it mainstream. He was a Minneapolis artist that broke mainstream as one of the greatest artists of all time. And he was a man who would wear a blouse and would be totally okay with that, you know? I feel like that spirit, that type of, you know, feel and that representation echoes all throughout Minneapolis. And I think we really have an influence on the world as well, although many other places around the world have no idea where Minneapolis is or what it's all about. You can ask, like, I've been around the world and I've been traveling, and you can ask people, do you know Minneapolis? They don't really know Minneapolis, but they do know Prince. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I always have to tell them, like, hey, Prince is from the city that I'm from.
That's,
you know,
wonderful.
What I mean? He's from Minneapolis. I have to say that. And, you know,
Definitely keep on keeping on spreading the love for Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, he was a hero, and his energy and his spirit is still here, and we can still feel that in the city.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And it'll never go away. Mm-hmm. It'll never go away. All right. Well, next we've got a question from our listeners. And so this question is, how many projects were you in before you settled on this one? So have you always been 2 for 1?
I have not always been 2 for 1. Actually, I went through a few different names. Who knows? I might end up like changing it again. I don't know. Who knows? I'm really comfortable with 2 for 1 right now.
Got the inside scoop on.
But before that, I went by Maven MC, and then I had a few other names that I kind of played with before that. But Maven MC kind of stuck with me for a while, and I put out a few projects as Maven MC, and as well as with my hip hop group. And we're not active anymore, but Illuminous 3 is my hip hop group that you know I grew up with doing shows and performing and making music and making mixtapes and all kinds of different music, offensive music, loving music, yeah. Diss tracks, all of that. So, you know, the foundation is a Luminous 3. But yeah, I recorded, I think, two projects as Maven MC as a solo artist.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And then mm-hmm. you've been doing 2 for 1 since like 2013, around there.
Yeah, around
that's
that
when
time.
Yeah, that's when Swag came out, right? Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Then. Yeah, very cool. And then, and this question, the how many projects were you in before 2 for 1 kind of ties into our next question, and that's it's how did your band start playing together? Now I ask this question to everybody that comes in, how did your mm-hmm. band start playing together? But mm-hmm. but for you it's just 9, right? As your DJ, right?
I've DJ'd with Just 9, he's DJ'd for my sets several times. I wouldn't call him like my official DJ,
sure.
because I play with several different DJs and it kind of changes like from time to time, but we've played in the past and we've been recently doing some stuff, but I don't really have like a full-time like DJ that I roll with. I kind of just I have some like go-to people that I like to work with because they're amazing, and he's one of them. I've also played gigs with Keezy, DJ Frank Castle, you know, so those three, I really like their work. I really like their mixing, and they're incredibly talented, and I'm blessed to be able to work with them because they're out here just doing their thing, you know?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it was great to see him in our studio come in and do his thing. He's definitely fun to watch with the live mixing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's also, I think it's also important to note that I also play in another. I actually play in a band. So mm-hmm. I come from a mixed heritage. Like I said, I'm Dakota and Puerto Rican, and I also play traditional Puerto Rican music with a band called Bomba Umoya, and we're gonna be playing. We've played a ton of shows. And we play like the music is 500 years old. It was created on the slave plantations of Puerto Rico. It's a mixture of the indigenous, the African, the Spanish, and it's a blend. And we all sing, dance, and play. It's very percussion based. So that's like one of my bands that I actually do play with.
Sure.
And then just like the solo stuff.
Sure.
And yeah, like when I go on tour, we have like a separate like tour DJ, and he is from Zuni, which is in the southwest region of the United States, and that's a indigenous nation, if you will. And DJ B, he's been holding us down like on a tour level. So he was with us on my last tour, and then the upcoming tour that I'm gonna be on, he's also gonna be DJing. So yeah, I'm kind of all over the place, but
it's a good problem to have, yeah. though. And you know, you beat me to it. Our next question is what does your project have planned for the future? So you just mentioning a different project where you're playing original Puerto Rican music,
yep.
And then we were talking earlier about you're playing tonight as 2 for 1 at the Vikings
mm-hmm.
Bar.
Yep.
What other things are you looking forward to?
Yeah, totally. Before I get into that, I just wanted to know, I meant to mention this earlier, that my name, 2 for 1,
mm-hmm.
really means 2 for 1, and that essentially represents my mixed heritage that I'm talking about.
Oh,
it also
wow.
it also represents, it's an embodiment of, you know, we're from the Twin Cities, you know what I mean? We're, it's mm-hmm. like once, it's basically two cities in one, essentially, and that's
wow.
kind of like the vibe that I go for. I'm a rapper, I'm also a producer, I make a lot of beats, so that's also where my name comes from, that mixed identity, you know what I mean? And with that, you know, I'm excited. I have, I released these two projects, the Send Off and the Homecoming, and essentially they're like, one is like the call, the other one is the response. The Send Off was me, like, I didn't have the opportunity to travel around the world when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
So the Send Off was me actually going out and doing that, and seeing the world. I went to Cuba several times and all around Latin America, and now I'm seeing a ton of different parts of the world through the avenue of hip-hop. And then the Homecoming is about me coming back home and being grounded again and, like, you know, just loving the local scene here because I adore Minneapolis. I love Minneapolis. It's, like, my favorite place to be. So, you know, that's what that's all about. The next project right now, I've been working, I've been doing some writing. I've been producing a lot of my, own work. I've been in the studio working on a ton of beats, and just kind of stocking up on beats. I've probably, I wrote a handful of songs so far. I'm liking where it's going. What I really want to do with my music, and I feel like where it's headed, is start to incorporate some of those traditional rhythms and songs and sounds, and kind of blend those together a little bit more, and kind of move to a different sound and a different frequency that you wouldn't normally hear from me. The send off is like, when you think about it on a production level, the send off is like, there's some like trap elements, and it's very like spaced out, kind of feels like you're hovering and flying. And that's essentially what it's all about, is about like flying, taking off.
That's very cool.
Visiting the world. The homecoming is very gritty, lo-fi, kind of boom bap, you know, talking about my ancestry. And now I want to bring a dance vibe, you know, with the next projects.
That'll be cool.
Hopefully, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to tell exactly, because when I get into the studio, I typically don't have like a theme like already planned out in my head. I kind of just go, and there's a wave and I feel it, and an album kind of happens, and then I conceptualize it as I work on it. And, you know, an album is sort of birthed out of that, you know what I mean? Yeah. But going into it, I definitely want to add a lot of these traditional elements for sure, you know?
All right, yeah, definitely. Well, it sounds like you have a lot on your plate, especially in the future. So we'll definitely be looking forward to see what you do next, right? In any timely fashion.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, very cool.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, and I just want to mention one more thing.
Of course,
So I've been working on some music, but I intend on coming back from this next tour to really work in the studio next month. I believe October 12th, I'll be flying out to Europe, and we're doing a whole European tour for a month.
Okay.
While we're out there. And I'm super excited about that. I'm going to be touring with some of the people who are out at Standing Rock. Mm-hmm. There just so happened to be a lot of hip hop artists out there, and we connected. So I'll be performing with Natani Means, Wheatco, and Alas, and they're all incredible hip-hop artists, so I'm really excited for that. So that's coming up, and that's like my next moves.
Very cool. So does this tour have a name? Is it like, can we find it on Facebook? Can we look it up?
There's a flyer out right now that they put out, and it's called Decolonize America. We may or may not change that, but right now that's what we have, and that's like what the flyer says, and that's what's out right now. So we're going to play a number of different shows. We're hitting up 7 or 8 different countries in Europe. We'll be there for a month, like I said, and come back and really hash out some music. I'm excited to tour, come back and work on more music, and just keep on, just keep that energy flowing, man. The creative energy.
Yeah, keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, well, sounds good. I'll have to keep an eye out for the Decolonization tour. I'd love to keep up with you on that.
Yeah, I'll send you information
definitely
as it comes along.
Yeah, and we can find your info on your Facebook page and other places like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to wrap it up here for sure. So you just heard 2 for 1 live in our studio. You can check him out online or in real life tonight at the Viking Bar. But for now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.